Energy buzzed through Addison as though lightning had invaded her bloodstream. Sweat beaded on her forehead, despite the dry Nevada night. Awkwardly, she held her body as close to the window of the vehicle without touching it as she could. Her ass was dangerously close to bumping the car in the next spot over. She made a mental note to avoid crowded parking lots from now on, even if the ritzy apartment complex did have some of the finest engines she'd ever seen. After disabling the alarm on the silver Lexus, she slid the blank key into her hacking device and waited for it to upload the car's computer information. It was her first time using the new software, something she had modeled after an existing gadget thieves who actually had money could afford. It was hard to believe she'd gone from mostly law-abiding undergrad student to criminal, all because of a news segment on high-end car theft. The idea that it was now about hacking instead of hot-wiring appealed to her inner nerd. Time to put her electrical engineering degree to the test. Busting her ass for her master's was a waste of her time and potential when, in less than 10 minutes, she could drive off in a $150,000 Lexus. So far, she hadn't resold any of them to chop shops or done anything that illegal. Ditching them on the side of the highway was enough to feed her adrenaline addiction. The whole thing was harmless and barely broke any laws. It was more of a prank, really. At least that was what she told herself as she went to sleep at night. She might have been slinking around in the dark, wearing black, stealing cars from rich people, but she had principles, damn it. Eventually, she might travel down the cash-paved road of organized crime, but she had a plan to keep her karma scale in balance. She'd donate a large percentage of her income to charity. Steal from the rich, give to the poor. Like Robin fucking Hood. And then there were her grandparents, the real reason she'd started down this path. If she ever figured out how to sell what she stole, she could reunite them. The system sucked. What kind of world forced apart a couple who'd been married for 45 years just because one of them was too sick to live at home? Like her gran was doing that much better? The sight of the small, frail woman trying to transfer her husband back and forth from bed to wheelchair had been heartbreaking. Even respite workers hadn't been enough to keep him home. Not when he started fighting gran's help when they were alone. The fact that he rarely remembered the woman he'd built his whole life around was bad enough. Separating them should have been illegal. There just wasn't money to have them together at the nursing home, though. With desperation driving her, she'd practiced hacking into cars, working her way up to the big leagues. It was more interesting than working part-time at the electronics store. She just wished she could find a way to make it pay her in cash rather than adrenaline. Just as the device finished uploading the code into her blank key, her phone buzzed in her cargo pants pocket. Shit. Rolling her eyes at the disruption, she pulled it out so she could turn it off. The name Mama Drama with a text message lit up on the screen. Scrapbooking class starts in 1 hour, if you're interested. She sighed.
The woman had an obsession with decorating photos from every life moment with stickers and doilies and cheesy sayings like, "A time to treasure" and "Moments to remember."
After she'd finished all of Addison's baby books, she'd gone on to scrapbook family vacations, Addison's graduation, and every major and minor holiday. Didn't think Labor Day could have a photo theme? Think again. Even their dog, Peanut, had his own scrapbook. And if her mom knew about her budding car theft addiction, she'd probably scrapbook the hell out of that, too. She typed back. Busy. Thanks anyway. Guilt about doing something her staid parents would never understand weighed her down.